Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. If you're able to make it into work today, you know it was a rough ride on the roads and on the rails.
Blame a record snowfall over the past 7 days, more than 40 inches for the commute from hell. The snow has clogged the roads, blocked the sidewalks, slowed and crippled the T and commuter rail. Governor Charlie Baker called this morning's public transit delays unacceptable and said he wants to figure out how to improve service.
One of the people who's going to be in charge of doing just that will be with us in just a few minutes, the state Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack.
The general manager of the MBTA, Beverly Scott, told the Boston Globe today that roughly 40% of all Red Line and Orange Line cars were disabled for mechanical reasons related to heavy snow and bitter cold. The Green Line is doing a little better, but still a quarter of its cars are having problems. Today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh acknowledged that this is partly to do with the fact that the city's subway system is the oldest in the nation and that it needs upgrading.
We're going to continue to work with the MBTA to make some upgrades, but also help them with their system. It's just tough. I mean, again, if the service was brand new, weather like this is going to put some problems and some stress on the service.
To talk about the T in Boston and why winter weather poses such a challenge to it, we're joined by Raphael Mayers. He's staff attorney for the Conservation Law Foundation. Thanks for joining us, Raphael.
Good afternoon, Anthony.
Feels like this happens pretty much every winter. We have these kinds of big delays and problems with the T and commuter rail. Why is that? What's going on from your view?
If you were on the Red Line today or on the Orange Line, you should know that one-third of the Red Line vehicles are from 1969. That's during the Nixon administration. And the Orange Line cars are all over 30 years old. That means that all these cars are beyond their useful life. I think if you got up this morning and you had a clunker from 1969 sitting in your driveway, you probably wouldn't dare to take it out for a drive.
Well, respond to what we just heard Mayor Walsh saying, that even if this were a new system, all this snow and cold weather would be causing problems. Is he right? Does winter weather have to mean that 40% of all Red Line and Orange Line cars are disabled?
No, I think that this is clearly related to the age of the infrastructure and the vehicles. It's not just the vehicles that are outdated, but it's also the power and signal infrastructure that needs upgrades. And until we do that, we're going to continue to see these problems. I can't tell you that if we had a perfect system, there wouldn't be any challenges, but they wouldn't look anything like the challenges we have right now.
Right. Now, according to the MBTA, what they call the state of good repair backlog is $3 billion. That's what's needed to get all the equipment and infrastructure running properly. That sounds like a really big hole, right?
Yes, that is a significant number. I mean, the good news here, as I just wanted to mention, is that the Red Line cars and Orange Line cars have been ordered. They're under contract. The bad news is that it takes a while for cars like that, subway cars, to be built, assembled, and then put into service. They need about a 500-mile operational test before they can go into service. So the first new cars you're likely to see are going to be in 2019, and it will take until 2022 for all those cars to go into service.
Hmm. So is this, what's your assessment on the way the T has been managed, I guess? Because it sounds like, I mean, what you've just described is a system that's going to continue having these sorts of problems for a few years to come.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the current management. I know that the T and the Department of Transportation had problems in the past with their leadership, but we have the best people in place right now. I think if you conducted a national search for a general manager or a secretary of transportation, you would likely come up with Dr. Scott and Secretary Pollack. That is not the challenge. The challenge here is that the system has been seriously underfunded for a long time, and only recently have we added some resources to it, and that's how they're being spent right now. So if you go back to 2000, forward funding was put into place in order to make sure that the T had a balanced budget and that bills wouldn't be paid, you know, the year after, but actually be paid forward. They relied on a dedicated sales tax for that, and the sales tax projections never came true. And it took a long time until 2013 for any significant adjustments to be made. So that's the hole we're digging ourselves out of in addition to the snow today.
All right. So we're digging ourselves out of a hole. And from your perspective, we will dig ourselves out of that hole. I mean, there's a system in place and a funding mechanism in place to dig out of that hole.
There isn't. I mean, the Orange Line cars and the Red Line cars are being addressed. We also need to procure new Green Line cars, MBTA buses, and we need to overhaul the newest number 3 Red Line cars, and we need to upgrade our power and signal infrastructure. So I would say that the buses currently have money programmed, and everything else that I just listed has insufficient amounts of money programmed. So we need additional revenue in order to solve this problem.
And in terms of additional revenue to solve the problem, do you think people would be willing to pay more than they're paying right now? In other words, I'm talking about to come up with that additional money. Do we have to pay, do riders essentially have to expect to pay more?
I think we know that this is the transportation system in general that actually needs more resources, not just the MBTA or you know, a transit. And so we know that people are willing to spend and raise more money for transportation specifically. So when they're asked whether they would be willing to pay a higher tax, the answer is no. But when they're asked would they be willing to pay more in taxes in order to solve these kind of problems, the answer is yes.
All right. Well, that's Rafael Mayers. He's a staff attorney with the Conservation Law Foundation. Rafael, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good words for you to hear. State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack, can you tell us basically, after that nice prompt from Rafael Mayers of the Conservation Law Foundation, what has gone wrong with the MBTA, with the transportation system in the state, and specifically in the city of Boston in the past 24 hours?
Well, the combination of the most snow that has ever fallen on Boston in a 7-day period, followed by yesterday's flash freeze, basically took a system that has been operating with, as Rafael said, extremely old vehicles and pushed it over the edge. We lost a huge percentage of the vehicles. We had power problems. We had signal problems. That said, we're going to be operating with those same vehicles for years to come, and we need to do the best possible job we can with the resources we have. And I will note that going into the afternoon rush hour, the MBTA has been working overtime and has gotten a huge number of vehicles back in service. And as of right now, all 4 of the subway lines are running normally, and we're not busing anybody. So that's a huge improvement. We'll have to see how the afternoon commute goes, but this is not a case where we're throwing up our hands and saying that's the best we can do. Every time, every commute, we're going to do better than the one before.
The as you mentioned, it's indeed good news that the majority of cars are up and running again after, I guess, at its worst, 40% of the Red and Orange Line cars were disabled, as we heard. The problem, you say, is in part the snow that pushed an already bad system over the edge. This is an area that's going to have a lot more snowstorms. We don't know if they'll be on the magnitude of this past one or the past couple. But in that case, what is the best hope for a remedy for the next time around?
We're going to be really dissecting what went wrong and coming up with ways that we can get ahead of it the next time. So,
let me just interrupt for a second. Do you have any idea right now what did go wrong?
It was a combination of a lot of things. So you've got light and fluffy snow that gets sucked into the motors underneath the cars and was causing the motors to fail. Because we had so much snow and then a flash freeze, the heaters that are designed to melt the snow on the third rail that provides power to our cars actually melted the snow, and then it flash froze, and then the ice prevented the power from getting to the motors, which was causing the problems on the Red Line yesterday and also contributing to the burning out of more motors. So, you know, we're already beginning to understand some of what went wrong, but we're really going to take a comprehensive look at what happened, because there will be many more winters between now and when we have a new fleet of Red and Orange Line cars, and we will do better.
And that new fleet will come when?
The timeline that Rafael Mayers laid out is the current timeline in terms of the delivery. We're going to take a look at that procurement and at our budget and whether there's any possibility of trying to accelerate the delivery of new cars. I can't guarantee that, but we need an operating plan for getting from now till when we have the new fleet, as well as plans to invest as well as we can in not just upgrading the fleet, but our power and our signals as best we can. So we need to take a hard look at what the spending plans have been and whether we need to be investing in different ways, especially to maintain service in the coming years as we reinvest in the system.
Governor Baker, in his inaugural address, did not say anything about transportation. Do you believe that it will now be a priority for him?
I know that transportation has always been a priority for Governor Baker because we had extensive conversations about it before I agreed to take on the task of serving as transportation secretary. So certainly would not interpret the absence of any mention in the inaugural address. Governor Baker believes what I believe, which is that transportation is what enables the Commonwealth to achieve its goals for connecting our people to where they need to go, helping cities and towns be more prosperous, addressing our environmental challenges. We need a transportation system that can do all that. And we need to do it with the resources we have and the assets we have. So we are going to take a hard look at where we've been. The state of good repair number that you mentioned, for example, is very old. I have asked the MBTA to produce a much more up-to-date number, and by no later than this summer, we will be able to tell people exactly what the size of that state of good repair backlog is, but more importantly, what we're going to do to address it.
Secretary Pollack, let's talk about the situation on the roads right now and what things may be like for the afternoon commute. As we said, this was a record snowfall in 7 days, more than 40 inches of snow. We had heard that there were about 3,000 pieces of equipment, snow plowing equipment, that were out last night. What do you know about today and what remains on the roads?
Well, luckily today the weather's been on our side, and the warming since yesterday's freeze makes a big difference on the roads. We've got a lot more pavement showing out on the roads. We do still have a couple hundred crews out, and we will continue working, but at this point the roads are in pretty good shape. I should say the state roads are in pretty good shape because there's a lot of cities and towns that are still working hard to keep up, and that's not what my agencies do. We help when we can. But the state roads are in pretty good shape, and the focus at this point can really shift to things like we got to knock down some big snow piles that are really restricting visibility. We got to reopen up the shoulders for safety purposes. But the basic travel lanes on people's ride home on the state highway should be in good shape.
Okay, one more thing. National Weather Service, I know you don't want to hear this, none of us do, is predicting another 6 inches of snow in parts of the state, 3 to 4 inches in Boston, either Thursday or Friday, with temperatures in the teens. Are we ready for that?
We will be ready for whatever snow comes for the rest of the winter, because we've got to get people where they need to go.
State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack, nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Still ahead, we're going to be talking about some other stresses of too much snow. People scrambling to come up with child care as schools remain closed for the fifth snow day in a week. And we'll be taking your calls. How are you handling child care through the snowiest winter week on record in Boston? Who do you rely on for help? What could your employer do to help make things easier for you and your family? You can give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.